this is the Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources. The date is Thursday, June 23rd, 2005, and we're here, first of all, to do a public hearing and work session on House Bill 2130A, which is relating to the waters of this state, which I'm glad it's this state and no other state. So what I'd like to do is open a public hearing, first of all, on House Bill 2130A, and Mr. Hughes, can you talk to us from LFO's perspective?
Thank you, Madam Chair. You have before you House Bill 2130A. The bill would require persons operating certain suction dredges to pay specified permit fees to the Department of Environmental Quality. The bill was referred to House Water Committee on January 17th. Public hearing was held on March 7th, followed by several work sessions, and it passed out of committee on April 25th with a two-pass recommendation on a 7-0 vote. And if you have any questions, I believe there's someone from DEQ here.
Okay. Any questions or comments on the LFO presentation? What I would ask is, Representative Anderson has worked very hard with a work group of the regulated community around this bill, and I've asked Representative Anderson if he could come forward today and talk to the committee members about why we're seeing this bill in its form. Thank you very much for sharing your time with us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Chair Morgan. For the record, I'm Gordon Anderson, representative from District 3 in Tustin County. Let me just very briefly give you a little history on this. About a year ago in April, there was a suit threatened, possible suit threatened to a number of the placer miners across the state because essentially they were not licensed. And so for the past year and several months, DEQ has worked very hard to work out all of the bugs, not only of not having licenses, but also what the license should involve. The NPDES permit that's involved here, the 700J, is a very broad permit. It governs aggregate producers who are taking huge amounts out of the Columbia or the Willamette or the Umpqua at the entrance into the ocean and down the Columbia, of course, much more. But it also governs over placer miners who are taking tiny amounts out and then putting it right back into the river. There's major issues over turbidity. There's many other issues that were involved in this. But this bill is very simple. It basically says you do need a license permit. You do need to pay a fee. And the question came up with DEQ over the last 2 or 3 months. Because we're running short on time, would it be better to just write a rule after we've gone home setting a fee, or is it better to have it in statute? I think what you have before you today is the best answer, that it is a statutory fee. I think while there is discussion among the miners, think about it. Whoever likes to pay the DMV for the license you have to operate your vehicle? Some people think it's too much. Some think it's too small. Same thing is going here. Some of the miners think the fee, they need no fee. Some think there ought to be a bigger fee. But I think the fee that's been established is reasonable. I think the bill is reasonable. And I think we need to move ahead, put this into statute, and then tinker with it later down the line if there are things that need to be minor changes. But I think it's a good bill and should pass to the floor and should be passed to the governor.
Questions or comments for Representative Anderson? Representative Schaffner.
Thank you. Thank you, Representative. And there's always somebody out there ready to sue somebody for something around here, no matter what you do. That's unfortunate, too. All session long, I've been very leery and skittish about fees and asked for those we're imposing these fees on to come forth and say, yes, this is good for us, good for industry, good for what we're doing, good for the community. I'm not going to be objecting today, but I'm also not committing a yes on the floor. And I've talked to Mr. McCauley about this. I want to hear from the people we're imposing this on. Now, I trust you completely, but my 72.2% of my constituents voted no on Measure 30. it's just an open, floppy nerve when you bring up fees and taxes in the state. And I want people that are, we're imposing it on, the people, to come and tell me that they're in support of this. That's what I'm going to need.
I appreciate that, Representative Schaffler. Let me say this, that as I understand it, there really is no fee for most of the miners, that if they operate with less than a 4-inch nozzle and hose, there will be no fee. It's for those who are operating larger operations. But still, we're not imposing a fee. We're instituting kind of what's been there in the past. And it's not a totally new tax or fee. It's something that's been with the permit for a long time. We're re-juggling it a little bit, but it is, I think, a very good fee. Reasonable.
Thank you.
Further questions or comments, Representative?
It's not good. Well, maybe some of it come out like a question, so let me just go ahead and do question or comment, and if a response is required, then so be it at the time. I'm recalling having sat down on a number of the special work groups that Representative Anderson put together, along with Representative Butler, two of the bastions of liberalism in the Republican caucus.
I object to a slight, what do you want to call this? Nothing.
Thank you, madam.
Thank you.
You know, that the basically the producer or the users, you know, were there. And, you know, in the main, the people that were going to be affected by this were aware of the problem. They were aware of the situation and the issue. They came to, I think, you and Representative Butler and myself and some others from Eastern Oregon to, you know, try to get some sense built into this so that what was going to take place was going to be sensible and logical and was going to meet the needs as far as their industries were concerned. And so I would speak very highly for the process that this went through before it got to the House Water Committee, and then these individuals equally appeared at the House Water Committee. And while there are some people who were not less who were less than 100% satisfied with what was taking place, the overwhelming majority, it seemed, of the people who were going to be affected by it were in support of what had been put together. And as a consequence, and you will appreciate coming out of the House Water Committee with, you know, it was almost an oxymoron to get a 7-0 vote sometimes for me in committee. There was a pretty broad support for it in the committee then that heard it, and I would encourage us to move this bill forward. And I'm going to quit talking so we can finish up the session this morning.
Further questions or comments for Representative Anderson? Representative, before you leave the desk there, I do want to add my compliments to those that have been extended by Representative Jensen. I think the work that you and Representative Butler did and the work that the agency did, this is really another great example of how government is supposed to work, that involving the stakeholders and the department and acting as mediators and facilitators to that process was a great service to the state of Oregon. I just want to salute all of the unpaid overtime that you put into the process and the perspective of fairness and openness and what we've come to call transparency that you brought to the process. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I would like to say, as both of you have mentioned, Senator Farioli, Senator Nelson, Representative Jensen, Representative Krieger, and especially Representative Butler. He put in a lot of thought, a lot of direction, and I think we've got a good bill from it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for your time also. I would like to take a moment to call the department forward to just give us a perspective, and if there's anything that we haven't yet had brought to our attention that we should know about this bill.
For the record, Jim McCauley here today representing DEQ, Madam Chair and committee members. I can make this very brief and just tell you that we think the bill is fine. It will work, and it's going to satisfy a constituent base that has been we've been working with here for over the past year with this permit renewal. So we'd like to see this move forward, and it will allow us to essentially offer a full suite of permits for them during this season.
Again, and I do wish to extend my thanks to the agency for working with the constituent groups and coming up with a bill that I think will serve its purpose very well from a large perspective of the users.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Representative Jensen.
Could I just follow briefly on that,
yes.
Madam Chair, and that is also to express my appreciation for the agency in attending these meetings that were held, and for them working with the people and continuing to work with the people until they got to the point of where they could serve all of those that were involved. So I appreciate your comments and appreciate the work the agency did with this.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I'm told that there are no further people signed up to testify on the bill. So with that, I will close the public hearing and open a work session on House Bill 2130. And I would accept a motion to move House Bill 2138 to the full Budget Committee with a due pass recommendation.
So moved.
Have the motion. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Without objection, the motion is carried, and I will close the work session on House Bill 2130 and open a work session on House Bill 5165. Carriers. I would be glad to carry this one in the full if Representative Jensen would consent to a floor carry.
Sure. We didn't want Representative Anderson to carry.
We usually keep this
within the house.
Okay. Nuclear family.
Okay. I'd be happy to.
Okay.
Thank you.
And would you call Representative Krieger's office and tell me that we're ready for him? I've opened a work session on House Bill 2130A.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I would point that you have a memo dated June 21st at your place.
I'm sorry. You opened the work session on 5165.
Thank you. I'm glad to have an auditor here.
Me too.
Madam Chair, again, I would note that you have a memo at your place dated June 21st. This is to replace the memo that came to your office earlier. There's slight modification in one of the budget note languages, so the correct language is in the June 21st memo. I would first direct the committee to the legislatively adopted performance measures for the Department of Fish and Wildlife. You'll see that on two pages in your file. There are a number of adjustments to the department's performance measures. The subcommittee had significant discussion surrounding the measures and the usefulness of some of the measures and the desire to see additions. And so you will see that a number of measures are added, including measures that gauge the economic activity of various wildlife watching activities and hunting activities. Also adding some measures dealing with the Federal Endangered Species Act and species being delisted or species being considered for listing that were not listed. You'll also see a measure for the percent of hatchery coho survival rate, and again a personal income measure, and a number of measures being deleted that refer to FTE or efficiencies, natural fish populations monitored annually per FTE. A number of these were deleted at the desire of the subcommittee to find more relevant measures So, Madam Chair, you also would note that the standards customer satisfaction measures are being added at the end of the form.
Questions or comments for LFO? Representative March.
Maybe a little clarification on the personal income measures. How are we? I mean, I understand economic and sort of a general influence and increase on the economy, but how are we getting down to the personal income changes?
In the phase two section of the budget discussions, we did have a quite extensive discussion on the methodology that the department was using to arrive at these performance measures. And we could again have that discussion.
As long as you went through it and you're satisfied with the methodology, I'm happy.
There was discussion also whether the methodology was parallel between all of the personal income type measures, and so we did explore that in quite great detail with the economists that the agency has on staff.
Okay.
Further questions or comments, Representative Shaw?
I just wanted to add, I did comment on, I mean, it's wildlife watching personal income. It is a rather eye-popping amount of money. And we did talk quite a bit about this, but I just hope it's real, because that's a heap of money being spent in the state.
Well, and I think that as we progress through the sessions with these performance measures, that it is incumbent on the people that are sitting in these seats in the next session and the session after that and forevermore to ask those kinds of questions and make sure that they're comfortable with the accuracy of the data.
Thank you.
Further questions and comments on the performance measures? I would accept a motion to move the LFO recommendation on the performance measures to House Bill 2165. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion carries.
Madam Chair, item B, adjustments to the Governor's recommended budget. You'll see the work session action report labeled House Budget Version for the Department of Fish and Wildlife. I would turn your attention to, it begins page 16 of 51. I would just note that there are some pages missing, and that's simply a function of no information being on those pages because of some restructuring within the ORBIT system that occurred prior to session. So the actual recommendations begin on page 16 of 51.
And before we get into that, I would like, Representative Krieger has expressed an interest to be here for this part of the process. What happened when you called? Okay. I would ask them that we just stand at ease until Representative Krieger comes.
Again, Madam Chairman of the Committee, page 16, 51 begins the recommendations for the propagation program. Package 090 made a number of reductions in the Governor's recommended budget, including reduction of 50% of the support for the hatchery in Young's Bay, reducing purchasing of trout from private aquaculture facilities, and shifting general fund in the Cedar Creek hatchery to other funds also makes the smart buy reductions.
You don't sound very good.
Are you looking?
LFO is recommending approval as modified to restore funding for the Class 9 hatchery, and that adds up $246,704 general fund back, and to restore 1 year of funding for completion of a contract to purchase trout for the private aquaculture from private aquaculture. I would note that there was some concern expressed in subcommittee of canceling the contract, so the recommendation is to add back 1 year of the contract amount.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation? Package 090, Representative March.
Thank you, Madam Chair. General fund dollars are pretty precious, and I'm a little concerned about that, but I'm not going to be objecting.
Okay. Further questions or comments? I would take a motion to move the LFO recommendation to package 090 in the propagation program. And motion, discussion, objection. Without objection, the motion carries. Mr. Siebel.
Package 140, you will see a number of a series of these package 140s that are included throughout the department's budget. And this is, it begins on page 16 of 51, but the text is actually on page 17 of 61. The title is on page 16. These packages convert long-term limited duration positions into permanent positions. The department has gone through an extensive review of their limited duration positions, the continued need for the positions, and establish some criteria by which a position had to have been established, limited duration, of obviously needed to have been reestablished a couple biennia, but had to have continued for five or more consecutive years, and also the position would have to have long-term funding to qualify for the request to switch to the permanent status. I would note that you will see this throughout the budget. The real budgetary implication of converting limited duration positions to permanent positions is, in essence, you will not see them come up every 2 years for reapproval. But I would again note that the majority of these are federally funded positions, and the work is expected to continue. So LFO is recommending approval of the establishment of these permanent positions and approval of the package as modified with PERS adjustments and some technical adjustments to add a seasonal position created during the biennium to address DEQ water quality standards.
And Chair?
Thank you. Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation? Just from my own personal perspective, I've probably developed a reputation of being pretty hard-nosed on turning limited duration positions into permanent positions. And the bar here you can see is very high, that these positions have been out there for at least 5 years and have been funded for that length of time. I have worked with the agency on this, and I'm comfortable that this is a good direction to go in with these positions. Representative Schaffler.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I'm comfortable with it, too. We had this similar conversation yesterday. Is the source of these funds more permanent from the federal government relative to the funds we were talking about yesterday?
Mr. Siebert, could you comment on that?
Madam Chair, Representative Schaffler, I believe they are their long-term contract established funding sources that the department expects to continue to receive for some time. You know, there is never a guarantee that the federal government will always provide money, but they have provided money for these activities in the past for a number of years, and the expectation is that funding will continue. Obviously, if funding were to evaporate, so to speak, the department would have to come in with an adjustment package, an 070 package, that would adjust positions and expenditures to the available revenue.
All right. Thank you.
Further questions or comments? I would take a motion to accept the LFO recommendation to page 140. Discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 160, modification management of positions. You'll see a number of these packages as well. This package addresses a need for additional positions in the high desert region, adding some seasonal permanent positions that are funded through a shift of SMS to personal services. LFO is recommending approval of the package with the PERS adjustments.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation? I take a motion to move the LFO recommendation. Discussion on the motion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 801, LFO analyst adjustments. These are the technical adjustments to reflect a lower PERS rate.
So moved.
Discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 802, you will see, Madam Chairman of the Committee, a number of these package 802s that we use for technical adjustments. The department continued working on
aligning their positions and funding with the contracts and expenditures to ensure that these expenditures and positions line up in the program areas in which they're managed. I would note that this package 802 also reverses an 060, which is a technical adjustment, a base budget technical adjustment, that would have moved engineer positions to propagation from natural production, and this was reversed at the request of the agency. And LFO is recommending approval of these technical adjustments.
We have the motion, discussion, objections. Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 815, Special Budget Committee Adjustments. This is the package to implement the House budget plan to reduce general fund support for all service supplies capital outlay expenditures by 3%.
Here's my problem.
So moved.
Oh.
I don't know. No, I have it here. We have a motion to approve the package or the LFO recommendation. Is there discussion on the motion? Objection. Without objection, the motion carries.
That would turn us to natural production, which begins on page 19 of 51. Package 090, this package made a number of reductions in the governor's budget, eliminating a fish screens engineer position, eliminating a position in library services that was working in in-stream and water flow issues. Also would have continued a fund shift of aquatic surveys and fish passage activities from general fund to Pacific Coast and Sand Recovery Funds, and continues a fund shift of Oregon Plan monitoring positions from Measure 66 operations lottery fund to Pacific Coast and Sand Recovery Funds, and makes smart buy reductions. LFO is recommending approval as modified to restore the screens engineer position eliminated in GRB using Measure 66 operations lottery funds, and to deny the shift for support of aquatic surveys and fish passage activities that were being proposed to shift from general fund to Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery Funds. We're recommending not using the PCSRF monies because of concerns expressed by NOAA Fisheries. Instead, LFO is proposing to support these activities with Measure 66 operations lottery funds dollars. It also includes some technical adjustments to correct a minor error in the governor's recommended budget on how the initial aquatic survey and fish passage shifts were done.
Questions? I have a motion. Discussion? Representative Shoffer.
So I have this right, Madam Chair. If the landowner has technical questions about a fish screen, they'll still be able to get assistance here, just the money's coming from somewhere else, correct?
Numerous heads are motioning up and down there.
Thank you very much.
Further questions? Objections to the motion? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 100, Hatchery Research Center Operations. You may recall that last session funding was provided for the creation of Hatchery Research Center at the location of the old Fall Creek Hatchery. This package would add positions and funding to operate the Hatchery Research Center. The operation of the Research Center and these fundings uses $1 million of other funds earmarked for this purpose by the 2003 legislature. The funding is being used in the current biennium as a one-time injection of funding to do information technology upgrades in the department, and LFO is recommending approval of the package as modified with the PERS adjustments.
Questions or comments? So Representative Jensen makes the motion. Just a discussion on the motion. Colleagues, the research hatchery, I think, is one of the pieces of the Endangered Species Act puzzle that is going to hold us in very good stead in the future as we look for ways to be able to use hatcheries to further the discussions in that area, and I'm very happy to have this piece in the budget.
I'd hope we also do as well with our natural stocks.
Well, and I would hope that this is the piece that's going to help us understand the relationship between the hatcheries and the natural stock, and explore that area so that we more fully understand how to take advantage of both of the strengths. Representative Shoffler.
Well, Madam Chair, I don't know about the coastal stocks, but we're going to be spilling so much water over their dams. I'm confident the Columbia River stocks will be doing great.
Representative Jensen.
I wished I could share my friend's optimism about all the benefits of spilling water over dams, but that's not the issue in question right here. I think in response to in both Madam Chair, to your follow-up on your comments and follow-up on Representative Marshall's comments as well, I think this is a piece of the puzzle that we truly need in order for us to be able to understand more about the, you know, what this particular species needs in order to have survival rates out there such that we can maintain. I'm quite frankly just absolutely ecstatic about what we've done in putting being able to get the Fall Creek Hatchery rebuilt there to the point where it is. We went out on a tour of it within the Water Committee, it would, you know, and this was not the beginning of that. I've been in touch with this and supportive of this concept from the very beginning, from its very beginning, had encouraged it and had tried to encourage the department to move you know, years ago in this direction. And so I'm happy, really happy that we're here and that this particular facility is ready to start the process of getting us some results to understand a little more what it is that we need to do. We don't know whether we're wasting money right now or not on a whole bunch of things in this. And I think this is one of the answers to finding out whether we're wasting money or where we can save money and still do the same job, etc., down the line. So I think it's absolutely the critical piece in this department's budget this time.
I also agree with you. I think that the whole debate is crying out for the kind of information that we're going to get from the research that's done here, and that this facility will very quickly become one of the foremost facilities that's doing this kind of work in the world. And with that, Representative Schaffer wants to try to redeem himself. So
well, Madam Chair, as the staff did last week, they're constantly mocking me for talking about unrelated issues. I just wanted to totally agree with you, what you and Representative Jensen have said, and commend the department for their work out there. I can't wait till this gets online. And as my daughter grows up, see the benefits and get out there and take a look at it. And
you
very much in
you just want to catch the fish, I know.
That too, that's true. I can't argue with that.
Is there objection to this motion? Without objection, the motion carries.
Madam Chair, if I might just point out, I know that at one time there was some consideration of providing some funding from the Research and Development Fund that OWEB has that is collects interest on Measure 66 dollars, and I believe it is LFO's recommendation that the department would forward any of those research projects in which match dollars may be needed to the OWEB board for their consideration in the normal grant process. And Madam Chair, I just wanted to make sure I got that on the record before I forget.
Well, and while we're on the subject, and we'll again talk about it when we do the OWEB budget, but it is my desire, and I think the desire of the members of this committee, that OWEB look at those requests very carefully and consider positively the funding of them.
Madam Chair, that brings us to Package 130, Coastal Monitoring. This package adds 20 positions and 9.04 FTE for the Oregon Coastal Monitoring Program. It's been occurring for a number of years now. The governor's budget proposed using Measure 66 operations lottery funds. LFO is recommending approval of the package with modifications to instead fund the program with Pacific Coastal SAM recovery funds. LFO believes this is a good fit for the use of these dollars. These positions and the information they gather were instrumental in the department's work on the coastal cohort assessment, and so we believe it is a and a okay use of the Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery Funds. You will note that the other funds being added back are a little bit smaller than what's being taken away. That's because of I include some PERS adjustments, and would also want to make clear that these positions are to continue as limited duration.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation? So motion to move the recommendation. Discussion on the motion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 140, conversion of LD position to permanent. Again, this package would make a very large number of positions in the natural production program permanent. And you can see that it would make 64 positions permanent and would continue 7 as limited duration. LFOs recommend approval of the package as modified with the PERS adjustments and some technical adjustments to ensure that the positions align with funding and that the to move contract expenditures positions to program areas where the contracts are managed.
Questions or comments? Motion. Discussion. Objection. Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 150, Diamond Lake Restoration. This package was not funded in the governor's budget. You'll see that $375,000 of general fund are provided in the House budget version to partially fund the, some of the cost of restoring fisheries and water quality in Diamond Lake. The package would fund mechanical fish removal and setting and removing trap nets in shallow waters to remove spawning tui chubs. I believe you heard some discussion of this during phase two where an individual came that represented the Wildlife Heritage Foundation, I believe, and discussed their willingness to provide private donations, and federal resources will also be used for Diamond Lake restoration. LFO is recommending approval of this package to implement the House budget plan with the understanding that this general fund is provided on a one-time basis.
Questions or comments?
Just a comment, Madam Chair. I think this is an excellent project. It's something that definitely has to be done. A removal of predatory fish from, you know, that are been introduced is a real issue. My one concern is the general fund nature. I was hoping we could maybe find some other funds for that.
Further questions or comments? I think for the record, this is a project that I have worked on now for, 4 years. And it has been an interesting process to work this through the NEPA, federal NEPA process, and come up with an environmental impact statement for a preferred alternative and move that through the process. It's been very gratifying to be part of a process where three levels of government, the federal level, the state level, and the local level, have all worked together to find the path through this incredibly clotted nexus of federal and state regulations that have to be worked through in order to get to a place where we can actually restore the lake. And I think this is another example of government working the way that it should. The group of people that have worked on this have worked tirelessly on it, and people have put in many more hours than they have been paid for or ever would hope to be paid for. The private sector is stepping up in just a remarkable way to shoulder a large percentage of the financial burden for doing this. Our federal partners in the Forest Service have put a lot of money into the development of the alternative and working through the process, as well as some of the on-the-ground things that have been done up there. So I have, though that this has, by some people's standards, moved forward at a glacial pace, we have done a very careful and a very thorough job of analyzing the risks and the opportunities that are presented here, And I feel very grounded and very confident that we're going forward with something that is in the best interest of the lake and of the ecosystem that the lake resides in. And I think a lot of the things that we've learned through this process will be very applicable as we deal with other high Cascade lakes and other lakes that have both invasive species issues related to them and algae issues related to them. So I do very much appreciate the inclusion of this package and the committee's support of the package. Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I merely want to express my appreciation for your leadership in working on this.
Thank you.
As you said, a glacial pace, and it must have been, I know, trying for you at times, and I just really appreciate the time, the energy, and the effort that you have put in with the department and all of the others that would be involved. So, thank you.
Representative Schaffer.
Thank you. I regret to say I've never been to this lake, but I understand by sitting in these meetings that it was quite a great place to go fishing for trout once. And the amount of money we're putting in here, if we can get it back to that state, we'll get our money back.
Part of the recovery plan for the lake does have a restocking plan. The restocking plan is predicated on listening to the lake. And so it will take place over a period of time, and we want to pay very careful attention to not taking the lake beyond its ability to support the level of or the amount of fish that are in there, so that there will be an ongoing process of monitoring the lake to make sure that the things that the fish need to be healthy and the things that the lake needs to stay healthy are all part of the stocking strategy for the lake.
Just one additional question. Do we need to provide for some non-limited other funds spending capability since there's going to be donations, or is the money going to be spent by others?
The money will be spent by other entities outside of the agency.
Thank you.
And with that, do I have a motion on this?
Yeah.
I do now. For further discussion, is there objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 160, modification management of positions. This package addresses need for some additional positions in the High Desert region, Northwest region, and headquarters. Would add two new positions and most existing positions in the High Desert region as a permanent seasonal position in the Northwest region, and adds a permanent admin support position for the Fish Division and headquarters. And LFO is recommending approval as modified with proposed adjustments.
Questions or comments on the LFO? I have the motion. Discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 170 is a settlement agreement for fish mitigation. It adds positions for compliance with two settlement agreements for hydroelectric relicensing. Four positions, 2.63 FTE, are added for Pelton Round Butte Dam, and two positions, 2 FTE, are added for the North Umpqua Hydro Facility. LFO is recommending approval as modified with PERS adjustments.
Questions or comments?
Moved.
Have the motion. Discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 801, LFO analyst adjustments, makes technical adjustments to reflect the lower PERS rate.
So moved.
Discussion? Objections? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 802 makes technical adjustments to align positions with funding and move contract expenditures to the program areas where the contracts are managed. It also, again, reverses the 060 package that was discussed earlier in package 802 for the propagation program. And LFO is recommending approval.
Motion? Discussion? Objection? Without objection, motion carries.
Package 810 adjusts the fish screens program funding. Historically, the program has received $4 million of Measure 66 capital lottery funds. The governor's budget
included an additional nearly $1.2 million in Measure 66 capital lottery funds because some additional funds have been carried over, provided in 0305 for carry forward limitation, and this was included in the governor's recommended budget, and LFO believes this should have been phased out. In addition, LFO is recommending the addition of $350,000 of Measure 66 operations lottery funds to be added to the $4 million of base capital funding to provide the flexibility for the program in meeting the expenditure requirements for Measure 66 capital funded projects.
Questions? At the motion, discussion, objections. Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 811 adds $750,000 of other funds limitation for Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery Fund monies to accelerate completion of recovery plans for ESA listed salmon and steelhead. The work will be completed in cooperation with NOAA Fisheries, and this is an enhancement to current programs, and as part of the discussion of dealing with the federal government's concerns over the governor's use of Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery Funds. The monies, again, would be received by OWEB as federal funds, but transferred and spent by ODF&W as other funds. And LFO is recommending approval with the understanding the limitation is one time and the positions are limited duration.
I have the motion. Just in comment to the motion, when we were having the discussions with our federal partners on the uses of PCSRF money, one of the concerns that they expressed was the need to move their recovery plans forward. And so this will add capacity to the agency to carry that out, and I think will be in the long-term benefit of the state. I have the motion. Is there further discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I might just point out that you'll see a companion package of $750,000 next week in OWEB's budget. So the total being provided for enhancements to recovery planning is $1.5 million total. Package 812 provides limitation for work on Lower Columbia River estuary restoration projects that are related to the Columbia River channel deepening. In legislation passed, I believe in 03, funding was provided for this purpose, but was never included in the department's budget. The funds would come from the Economic Community Development Department and are proceeds of lottery bonds issued in 2004. LFO is recommending approval with the understanding the limitation is one time and the positions are limited duration.
I have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection. Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 813 continues an existing Endangered Species Act specialist position using federal Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery Funds. The position works closely with NOAA Fisheries on issuing take permits and other ESA-related issues. The position was previously funded by NOAA Fisheries, but the federal agency notified the department about a month ago that they would no longer be able to provide funding. LFO believes this is a good use of the Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery Fund for a position that is important in making sure that projects get implemented in a timely manner. So LFO is recommending approval.
You've got to wait till the recommendation comes out before you make the motion. I have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection. Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 815 is the package that implements the House plan to reduce services, supplies, and capital outlay that is supported by general fund by 3%.
LFO recommendation approves the package. At the motion, discussion, objection. Without objection, the motion is carried.
The next program area is marine resources. It begins on page 26 of 51. Package 090 made some smart buy reductions in the marine resources program, and LFO is recommending approval.
I have the motion. Discussion? Objection? Without objection, motion carries.
Package 140 would convert limited duration positions to permanent in the marine resources program. Again, these are positions that meet the criteria of having been continued for five or more consecutive years and have long-term funding. LFO is recommending approval as modified with PERS adjustments and some technical adjustments to move some federal contract expenditures and the positions to the program areas where these contracts are managed.
So moved.
Have the motion. Discussion. Objection. Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 810 adds some expenditure limitation for the Pacific Halibut research from the Halibut Research Fund. LFO is recommending approval of this package.
Just for the halibut.
That was really bad.
Madam Chair, for the record, Steph said 810. I think he was referring to 180.
Thank you, Representative Jensen.
Just for the halibut. Just for the halibut.
Okay,
yeah,
we have bad pun and reverse numbers on this one. We have a motion. Is there discussion on the motion? Objection. Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 801 makes technical adjustments to reflect lower PERS rate. LFO is recommending approval.
I'll move.
Have the motion. Discussion. Objection. Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 802 is package used to make technical adjustments, again, to align positions with funding, correct program area, and LFO is recommending approval of this package.
So moved.
Have the motion. Discussion. Objections. Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 810. This is additional ways and means adjustments. As way of note, during phase two, I believe you heard testimony on some concerns expressed by commercial fishery stakeholders of some federal money that was going to be going away to support the Pacific Coast Fisheries Information Network. The PACFIN is the nation's first regional fisheries data network. It provides information which allows the department and industry to track commercial fish catches. The department convened a group of stakeholders to discuss using some monies from the commercial fish fund on a one-time basis to backfill for the federal funds. And because of the importance to the industry, I believe that the stakeholders were fairly unanimous in the use of these dollars. So LFO is recommending approval of a one-time basis to use commercial fish fund monies, $351,141, in lieu of federal funds.
I would take a motion to move the LFO recommendation. Discussion?
Question. Is there anticipation of future federal funding on this issue?
Madam Chair, Representative Jensen, I believe that there's hope that the federal government will increase their allocations to the state of Oregon. They do provide money to other states for these purposes. There is always the danger, Representative, when the state starts paying for this activity, that the federal government has no incentive to provide funding on their own.
Thus our note that it's a one-time.
Yes. Further discussion? Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried.
Package 815 makes the House budget plan reductions to all general fund support for service supplies and capital outlay, and LFO is recommending approval.
So moved.
Have the motion. Is there a discussion? Objection. Without objection, the motion carries.
Page 29 of 51 begins interjurisdictional fisheries program. Package 090 shifts general fund services and supplies, other funds, license and tag revenue to support general fund and make some smart buy reductions, and LFO is recommending approval of this package.
Have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection. Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 140 would make 13 positions that had previously been limited duration permanent. LFO is recommending approval as modified with PERS adjustments and technical adjustments.
So moved.
Have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection. Without objection, motion carries.
Package 801 make technical adjustments to reflect lower PERS rate and Attorney General rate. Most of the Fish Division Attorney General costs are located in the Interjurisdictional Fisheries Program. So LFO is recommending approval of this package.
So moved.
have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 802 makes technical adjustments that brings positions and funding for federal contracts into the interjurisdictional program where they are managed, and LFO is recommending approval.
So moved.
Have the motion. Questions or comments? Objections? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 810 shifts $1 million of general fund support for activities in this program area to other funds from license and tag revenue. Activities to be shifted to include funding for administration of the Fish Division, which is budgeted in the Interjurisdictional Fisheries Program. I would note that this would lower the department's projected ending balance by $1 million and free up $1 million of general fund for use in statewide issues. LFO is recommending approval.
So moved.
I have to discuss this. I'm not going to oppose this package because I think that it's realistic given the current state of affairs that we're in. But, members, I think that it needs to be very clearly stated that this agency is funded in great part by the fees that hunters and fishers of the state pay. And any time that we move money out of the ending balance, we are just bringing forward in time the period where we have no option but to go out and ask the anglers and the hunters to pay more money to the state of Oregon. So the hydraulic of this needs to be very clear to us as we proceed through these budget discussions.
Madam Chair, one of the areas that I discussed earlier about the general fund use in places like Diamond Lake, I think in this shift, what we're saying is we're taking that general fund money. The licensees are paying for part of this program, but we're taking some of that general fund money and investing it somewhere else. And that somewhere else is going to provide, hopefully in the future, a restored and excellent fishery for people.
Well, and some of that money is also going to pay for the K-12 system, which is so important for your caucus, and the human services system, which all of us care about. So this is not merely an internal function that's going
on
here.
There's a lot of internal.
Further comments? Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried.
Package 815 implements the House plan to reduce general fund support for service supplies and capital outlay by 3%. LFO is recommending approval.
So moved.
Add the motion. Is there discussion? Objection. Without objection, the motion carries.
The wildlife game program recommendations begin on page 32 of 51. Package 090 reduces general fund support for the upland game bird program and also shifts general fund support for the upland game bird program from onto other funds and also makes smart buy reductions. LFO is recommending approval with modifications to the fund shift that move the reductions between expenditure categories to avoid some unintended reductions and also adds other funds to backfill the upland game bird general fund reduction. So LFO is recommending approval of this package with the modifications.
I have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 140 would convert 8 positions that have previously been limited duration into permanent positions. LFO is recommending approval with PERS adjustments and some other technical adjustments.
I have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 160, modification of management positions, adds months to an existing position. LFO is recommending approval of this package.
I have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 180, delegated and obligated expenditure authority, adds limitation for expenditures from dedicated revenues for the turkey program in the amount of $100,000, the antelope program in the amount of $25,000, and the mountain goat program in the amount of $10,000. And LFO is recommending approval.
I have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, motion carries.
Package 8010 for analyst adjustments makes technical adjustments to reflect lower PERS rate and attorney general rates.
So moved.
And LFO is recommending approval. And I have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection. Without objection, motion carries.
Package 802 makes technical adjustments to align positions with funding and move some Pittman-Robertson funds to the correct program. LFO is recommending approval.
So moved.
Have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection. Without objection, motion carries.
Package 810, as a limitation for waterfowl contracts that will provide wetland restoration on ODF&W lands, there are some issues on state contracting rules that delayed execution of these contracts, so they were not included in the governor's recommended budget. LFO is recommending approval of inclusion of the $950,000 of other funds limitation for these contracts.
Have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection. Without objection, motion carries.
Package 814 is a package that would add $75,000 of general fund for a study by the Department of Damage to Forest Resources by Bears, and this is included in the House Budget Plan. LFO is recommending approval.
So moved. Representative Krieger.
Discussion on the motion. Objection. Without objection, the motion is carried. And I would extend Representative Krieger's thanks to the committee.
Package 815 is the package that implements the House Budget Plan to reduce general fund support for service supplies and capital outlay by 3%. LFO is recommending approval.
So moved.
Discussion. Objection.
I just wanted to make a point on the last one. Is we of course bears contribute to damaged forest resources, but probably if we do an economic analysis, probably humans are the biggest cause through either fires or riding through the environment and things like that.
So would you like to propose doing a study on humans too?
No, I don't. I think we've had too much.
And what I'll do on that last motion is just signify that without objection that motion carried.
Page 36 of 51 begins recommendations for the Wildlife Division Habitat Program. Package 090, reduced general fund support for the Access and Habitat Program administrative support. Also continue 0305 fund shift of habitat biologists working on sand recovery and watershed enhancement issues from general fund to Pacific Coastal Sand Recovery Funds and made smart by reductions. LFO is recommending approval as modified to deny the shift for support of the habitat biologist doing Oregon Plan and sand recovery activities from general fund to Pacific Coastal Sand Recovery Funds and to instead support the activities using Measure 66 operations lottery funds. We'll also add other funds to backfill the Access and Habitat Program reduction at the request of the agency, and LFO is recommending approval of this package.
Have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection. Without objection, motion carries.
Package 110, Western Oregon Stream Restoration Project. This package adds 13 limited duration biologist positions for the Western Oregon Stream Restoration Program using Measure 66 Operation Lottery Funds. Measure 66 capital was provided in 0305 by OWEB. Also includes $140,000 of other fund license revenue for expenditures not allowed by Measure 66 capital. LFO's recommendation is to approve the package as modified, to change the funding mix of the package to include $1 million of Measure 66 lottery fund capital funds, replacing the operations funds, to move $470,692 from Measure 66 operation lottery funds to Pacific Coastal Sand Recovery Funds received from OWEB through NOAA Fisheries, and these funding will be used to advance recovery planning and recovery efforts for salmon and steelhead in the area, which has a number of listed stock. Your use of the Pacific Coastal Sand Recovery Funds will allow the program more flexibility to meet the expenditure requirements of Measure 66 capital lottery funds, and LFO would recommend that the positions be made permanent and the package be approved.
I have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection. Without objection, the motion carries.
package 160, modification and management of position, addresses the need for additional months to an existing seasonal position. LFO is recommending approval.
I have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 801, LFO analyst adjustments, makes technical adjustments to reflect lower PERS rate. LFO is recommending approval.
So moved.
I have the motion. Discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 802 makes technical adjustments to align positions with funding and move contract expenditures and positions to program areas where the contracts are managed. LFO is recommending approval.
At the motion, is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 810, additional ways and means adjustments, would add some carry forward limitation for access and habitat projects. Several approved projects from 0305 biennium will not be completed in the current biennium. The department requested carry forward limitation in the amount of $1.1 million of other funds. LFO is recommending approval.
Have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion is carried.
Package 814 moves federal funds limitation to the wildlife diversity program for use with a U.S. Fish and Wildlife ESA grant for species conservation and recovery. And this is limitation that it was not needed in wildlife habitat, so LFO is recommending approval of this package.
I have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, carries.
Package 815 implements the House plan to reduce general fund support for service supplies capital outlay by 3%. LFO is recommending approval.
Have the motion. Is there a discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Wildlife diversity program recommendations begin on page 40 of 51. Package 090 makes a smart buy reductions. LFO is recommending approval.
Of the motion, is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 140 converts five long-term limited duration positions into permanent positions, and LFO is recommending approval as modified with PERS adjustments and technical adjustments that aligns the position in S&S with the correct funding, and also moves the veterinarian position from diversity to game, wildlife game. LFO is recommending approval of this package.
Have the motion. Discussion? Objection? Without objection, motion carries.
Package 801 makes technical adjustments to reflect lower PERS rates. LFO is recommending approval.
Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 802 makes some technical adjustments associated with aligning positions in S&S with the correct funding. LFO is recommending approval.
I have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection. Motion carries unanimously.
Package 814 transfers in federal funds limitation from diversity for use with U.S. Fish and Wildlife ESA grants for species conservation and recovery. I would note the state agency must apply on behalf of others for these funds, and the department has had a request for some grants from U.S. Fish and Wildlife. The House budget plan includes one of these grants and limitation for it in the amount of $644,500 that will pass through to Benton County for multi-species habitat conservation work. The grant was applied for at the request of Benton County. There's no land acquisition included in this grant project. LFO is recommending approval.
Have the motion. Discussion? Objection? Without objection, motion carries.
Package 815 is the package that's used to implement the House plan to reduce general fund support for service supplies and capital outlay by 3%. LFO is recommending approval.
Have the motion. Discussion? Objection? Without objection, motion carries.
Page 43 of 51 begins the recommendations for the state police enforcement. Package 802 increases the transfer to the Oregon State Police to ensure funding provided to OSP by ODF and Deputy is adequate, retain the same number of positions funded with license and tag revenue as were supported in 0305. OSP was unable to provide information to ODF and W during its budget development on the actual cost of supporting the same level of enforcement as provided during 0305, and therefore there was a shortfall in the program. I believe that there was extensive discussions about this in phase two of the hearings in which the was described that just the standard inflation rate on special payments was included in the budget, which is not sufficient to support the same level as of enforcement as was provided in 0305. So LFO is recommending approval of this package that would add $394,000 of other fund limitation to the transfer to OSP.
And I do have a comment on this one. In the state police budget, there will be two budget notes that relates to the fish and game officers. The first one will be that the state police are not to hold positions vacant longer than a reasonable time in this in the force. The second one is that there be a cost-benefit study conducted over the interim, and part of that study be whether moving the fish and game officers into another entity like this agency has a benefit to the process as a whole. So as the cost from the state police continues to rise for these officers to do the work that they need to do out in the field, I think that it's incumbent on this process to examine whether there are more efficient ways of delivering the service, and I'm hopeful that this study in the interim will help us answer that question.
Just a comment on that. I know other states do that very thing, have their own officers within the departments.
Representative Jensen, you are signifying that you wish to comment on
this. I think, you are addressing, what my concerns are. I think that this is an area that's kind of gotten shortchanged since I've been in the legislature, and I believe that more and efficient game enforcement program is needed. I'm not blaming the department, for this. I'm not. I think it takes an analysis like you're looking for. First, understand really what we need to do and how we need to spend these dollars and whether the current system is doing the job that we really need to have done. Thank you.
Representative Schaffer.
Thank you. I'm all for efficiency, and I know I truly believe we need more enforcement. One of the concerns I have, though, if we take it away from the state police doing it and just make it a game warden, when these men and women are out doing this work, they run across criminals, and they're doing double duty. They're state police and game wardens, and I think that's a good thing. So while we're doing this study, I hope they keep that in mind, because it's great to have a state police man and woman out there doing game stuff, but it's also great to have a state police officer out there catching bad guys all at the same time.
Very well taken point. Representative Jones.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just as something of a rebuttal, the good book says no man can serve two masters.
I would take a motion to move the LFO recommendation to package 802 in the State Police Enforcement Division. I have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Madam Chair, the LFO recommendations for the Administration Division begin on page 45 of 51. Package 090 makes smart buy reductions. LFO is recommending approval.
Have the motion. Discussion. Objection. Without objection, motion carries.
Package 140 would make one limited duration position permanent. LFO is recommending approval as modified with the PERS adjustments.
So moved.
Have motion. Discussion. Objection. Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 160, modification management of positions, addresses the need for some additional positions in the headquarters by adding positions in information education and administrative services. And I would note it also reclassifies 18 information systems positions upward, at least one salary range, and controlled hunt unit has also 5 reclassifications. So I would just note that LFO is recommending approval as modified with adjustments, PERS adjustments and some technical adjustments, and note for the record that that we had extensive conversations with the department on the need for these reclassifications, and were convinced that, in fact, that the reclassifications were long overdue, and therefore feel comfortable recommending approval of this package.
Thanks for that last addition, because I had concerns. but I move approval.
We have a motion to move the LFO recommendation. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 810, LFO analysis adjustments, make technical adjustments to reflect lower PERS rate and Attorney General rates. LFO is recommending approval.
So
I have a motion to move the LFO recommendation to package 801. Discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 802 makes technical adjustments that align some, realign some positions with federal funding using aquatic and hunter education grants. And LFO is recommending approval.
I have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I would skip now to recommendations for capital improvements, which begin on page 48 of 51. Package 801, and makes technical adjustments to reflect lower PERS rate for the one position that resides in this program unit. LFO is recommending approval.
Have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection. Motion carries without objection.
Package 802 adds some carry forward limitation for a number of uses. One that's two separate packages. This package deals with just carry forward limitation for the Hatchery Research Center construction projects that will be completed by the end of the biennium. And these are some external projects such as landscaping, asphalt paving, and some of the artwork that's required. And LFO is recommending approval of this limitation on a one-time basis.
I have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion is carried. I hope that's nice artwork out there.
Package 810 makes a one-time additional limitation for contract work that will identify the deferred maintenance needs of all ODF&W facilities. Contract will be signed and in place prior to the start of 0507 biennium, but will likely not be paid on until the 0507 biennium. I would just note that this is part of a department initiative to update their deferred maintenance plan, which needs some serious updating, and also to have some outside professional evaluations instead of relying solely on internal recommendations and tracking, as has been done in the past, if I believe is the case. So LFO is recommending approval of this package with the full knowledge that it will likely cost money in the long run when they develop their plan and come forward to you with a plan on how they want to meet all these deferred maintenance needs.
Pay now or you pay later. Approval.
Have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection. Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 811 adds $500,000 of carry forward limitation for the restoration and enhancement projects that were approved in 0305 towards the end of the biennium, but will not be completed. And would also add $1 million of other funds limitation for new R&E projects, 40507, using some available revenue. LFO is recommending approval as provided it is one-time limitation increase.
So moved.
Have the motion. Discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 815 makes the House budget plan reductions to general fund support for all service supplies and capital outlay by 3%. LFO is recommending approval.
So moved.
Have the motion. Discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Madam Chair, that's the end of the LFO recommendation. There are no capital construction funds included in the budget for the 0507 biennium. Madam Chair, I would also note that with the memo dated June 1, 2005, there are two proposed budget notes.
June 21st.
June 21st, 2005. There are two budget notes proposed. The second one you have seen in a number of agencies previously relating to efficiencies in water permitting processes. The other budget note is added at the request of the Legislative Fiscal Office. For some monitoring by LFO and budget and management on 0507 revenue and expenditures, beginning balance for 0507, projected ending balance for 0507, and ending balance needs for 0709, and would also evaluate the need for a fee increase in either 0709 or 0911
And these evaluations would project the amount of fee increases needed to maintain programs at current levels and any additional fee increases needed to fund possible new programs such as for freshwater fisheries. So LFO is recommending approval of inclusion of these two budget notes.
Just a little further discussion on the budget note that will attempt to chart for us a course on the increase that's inevitable here, either in 07, 09, or 09 and 11. When I talked before about the hydraulic in this agency of the relationship between the ending fund balance and the need to increase the hunting and fishing fees, the one thing that I did neglect to mention was that historically it's been the cycle at this agency to have to do one of those fee increases every other biennium. And I think that we need to express our appreciation to the management of this agency for the great backroom function that they have, the incredible, they're very frugal and they're very careful with how they spend their money. And over the last 3 years, as the state has been very challenged to provide funding to education and human services and public safety, this agency stepped up to the plate, and because of their good management practices, have been able to put general fund back into the other areas of the budget. And I think that we also need to consider very carefully as we go forward here one of the issues that we've philosophically discussed in this process, and that is what we do to agencies that are fiscally prudent and manage their affairs carefully, that we need to be careful that we are not penalizing those kinds of agencies for those kinds of actions, and that indeed what we want to do is to try to set up a situation, a mindset, a process that's going to foster that attitude across all agencies in state government. So once again, a caution as we move forward here, that if we look at ending balances and see them and take them away, we are further making it apparent to agencies that being prudent and being efficient is not rewarded. And with that, I would take a motion to move both these budget notes into the House bill, or excuse me, where are we working?
Madam Chair, I believe you need a motion.
House Bill 5165.
And a motion to accept the LFO recommendations as outlined in the work session action report.
I was going
to
do that second.
Oh, okay.
Motion on the budget notes. Discussion? Objection? The motion is carried. And I would also accept a motion to move the LFO adjustments to the budget as. We don't need to move the recommendations to it. We've already done that. And are you going to go through the changes to the appropriation bill?
Madam Chair, the recommended changes to the appropriation bill, you'll see outlined in essence what the budget bill will look like. Again, House Bill 5165 is a blank appropriation bill. And you'll see, I won't read through each one of these unless the chair desires.
I wouldn't torture you.
But you'll see that the department's budget bill is parsed fairly significantly, and this has occurred for a number of biennia now. It was first done due to concerns over how monies were used within each of the programs. So I believe that you'll see the continuation of that in this budget bill, and the differences with the general fund, the Measure 66 lottery funds, other funds, and federal funds.
And with that, I would accept a motion to delete the contents of House Bill 5165 and insert the LFO recommendations as detailed in Section 3 of the memo dated June 21st, 2005.
So moved.
And the motion is our discussion. Objection. Without objection, the motion carries. And with that, I would accept a motion to move House Bill 5165 as amended to the House Special Committee on Budget with the due pass recommendation.
So
I have the motion. Is there discussion? Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is not an objection to the motion, but just a point out to the
committee that in the entirety of this budget there is something in the neighborhood of $1 million and some change solely for the legal attorney general fees. I have some appreciation of the need for the department to have some of this advice. I have appreciation that this is an area that is fraught with litigation, I suppose, also, and the need to kind of protect against that, but also have, I think, a need for us to look, you know, $1 million here, $1 million there, and pretty soon we spend a lot of money. And this certainly, this is not real productive money. This is not what we really want to, but it's something that we have to do. Just for the record, $1 million, a little change for attorney fees. And I hope that covers all their attorney fees, that they don't have to go someplace else to get some more for perhaps litigation that they might have to be a party to somewhere down the line.
This, I think that one of the things that all of us are astounded by as we try to work our way through ESA, clean water and clean air issues is what an employment opportunity it is for lawyers in this field.
Called guaranteed annual income.
Yes. And with that, if there are no objections registered to moving the bill as amended, I would say that the motion has passed unanimously. I would be very glad to carry this. And with that, we'll close the work session on House Bill 1565 and adjourn the committee.